These guys are from Germany, 1969, and they kick butt. They would eventually go on to work with Felix Pappalardi. So ponder that while you listen to this.
Oh,
ELO, who else could it be? ELO with Ocean Breakup, King of the Universe. That is off of On the Third Day from 1973. That was on vinyl, baby, as God intended. Queen with The Seven Seas of Rye off of Queen 2 from 1974. On vinyl, baby, as God intended. Woo! So you see, got a little theme there going. Seven Seas, Ocean Breakup. See, I'm always thinking. Always thinking. Before that, we were in Italy for a band called Semiramis, I believe I'm pronouncing that correct. That's how it's spelled anyway. With a song called Luna Park, and that is off of an album called Dedicato a Fraz, which I believe is dedicated to a clown from 1973. But man, that is such good stuff. The Italians were doing such cool stuff with their sort of end of like prog rock, and the guitarist on that was a guy by the name of Maurizio Zorio. 16 years old. 16 years old! I don't want to tell you what I was doing when I was 16 years old, but it didn't sound like that. I hope. I don't know where I'm going. I know where I'm going. I am going to Chile. We heard Agua Turbia with their awesome cover of Rollin' and Tumblin'. Man, I love that song. They strip it down, and it's like half garage, half blue cheer. Freaking awesome. That's from 1970. Those guys were basically declared illegal by Pinochet. Because I guess they were social activists. Brother and sister started a band, and they used to play at a lot of these events. And rock and roll was outlawed because of them in Chile by Pinochet. And for, you know, to do that kind of music when Pinochet is like running the country and, you know, after your ass, that's pretty impressive. Before that, Blues Creation, the mighty Blues Creation from Japan with Spoonful. That is off the Blues Creation album from 69. And I dig Blues Creation. They morphed into Creation later, I think like 72, 73 maybe. hooked up with Felix Pappalardi, lived and recorded with him in Canada, apparently. Like, they got along with he and his wife and stuff. Good stuff. There was such a great scene in Japan, man. Blues Creation and Flower Traveling Band, bunch of other people. Good stuff. Classic rock was around the world. Around the world! And that was that set of music. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. We have 35 minutes left, and Belinda's here. Bubbles in the think tank. Two of the silliest hours you will ever experience, so stay tuned for that. And until then, where are we going now? We are going to the Netherlands, kids. Pack your bags. We're going to the Netherlands. The year is 1970. The land is the Netherlands. I couldn't help it. And the music sounds like this. Dig it and dig it deep.
Young lovers go and walk and
For free ideas on how to save for your future, go to feedthepig.org. That was a band called Short Cross. Those guys were from the U.S. That was Wastin' Time off the Arising album from 1972. Like that album. It's sort of like half old Johnny Winter and half the first Chicago album. You know, it's kind of good. Anyway, Hard Stuff gave us Mermony. Hard Stuff gave us Mermony off of Bollocks Dementia. That's from 1973. And that was John Duquesne on guitar. Woo! It was sort of his band. The Damnation of Adam Blessing from Cleveland gave us Get Up off the Glory album from 1973. Those guys are great. They're still around. Let's see. The Animated Egg from 1967 gave us a song called A Love Built on Sand. Isn't that deep? That's very cool. 1967, the guy on guitar was a guy by the name of Jerry Cole, who was a session guy who played with the Birds, the Beach Boys, Elvis. He plays on These Boots Are Made for Walking. He plays on Pet Sounds. He played with Elvis, Roy Orbison, Dean Martin, and Isaac Hayes all at the same time. No, I'm kidding. But wouldn't that be cool? So that was the Animated Egg from 1967. The Pretty Things gave us Balloon Burning off of SF Sorrow, arguably the first rock opera from 1968. Frankly, I like it better than Tommy. Tommy's great, but SF Sorrow is a little more psychedelic and a little less, I don't know, it's weirder, man. Like Balloon Burning, what a great song. And where did we start things off? We started things off in the Netherlands with a band called Earth and Fire. They gave us Vivid Shady Land. And that is off of Earth and Fire from 1970. That's the one that like has the Wild Thing beat and then just goes like completely Netherlandish with it, I guess. I don't know. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. Belinda's showing up in about, oh, she's on the air in like 7 minutes, gang. So I'm going to shut up and play something. Dig it and dig it deep.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Sanita, don't you call me, 'cause I can go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. Straw boss said, well, bless my soul. You load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. So Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Put this thing on repeat? Probably me. That was CCS Gang, which is basically Alexis Corner and a bunch of session guys. And back in like 1970, he's like, you know what? If you take rock songs and sort of set them to like cheesy orchestras, it's really kind of fun. And then, of course, like 40 years later, all the hipsters got onto it. Anyway, Alexis Corner, big player in the early British blues scene. Basically, everybody like the Rolling Stones slept on his kitchen floor, man, before they were famous. That kind of, he was that kind of guy. And then his cover of Whole Lotta Love with CCS became the Top of the Pops theme song for like, I don't know how many years, 10 years, 15 years, something like that. So he made a bundle. So there you go. And that was that tiny set of music. I am out of here. Classic Rock Mine will be heard every other Saturday from 8 to 11, at least for this academic semester. So that'll be cool. Tell your friends, because let's face it, no one else out there is playing this stuff. No one. No one! But I am. So until week after next, dig it and dig it deep.
In the midday sun, they beat on the drums when Papa Joe comes to town. With his coconut rum, they can all have fun. They can drink it till the sun goes down. Papa Joe just smiles politely. With the money he takes, he might be very rich one day, as he hears them say. Hey, 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 Papa Rumbo, Rumbo, hey, Papa Joe, coconut, Papa Joe. Never see a sad face in the marketplace when Papa Joe comes around. Through his coconut taste, you can see them race. Through the streets, you can hear the sound. All the ladies are laughing gaily. Papa Joe's still thinking maybe he'll always hear the people say, hey, 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 Papa Rumbo, Rumbo, hey, Papa Joe, coconut. Papa Joe, hey, Papa Joe, Papa Rumbo, Rumbo, hey, Papa Joe, coconut. Papa Joe, hey, Papa Joe, Papa Rumbo, Rumbo. Papa Rumbo, Rumbo, hey, Papa Joe, coconut. Papa Rumbo, Rumbo, hey, Papa Joe, coconut. Papa Rumbo, Rumbo, hey, Papa Joe, coconut.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
At 11 p.m.